Good afternoon, everybody. In my shul, this time of year, I always refer to this as the Shabbosos of Shabbos. The truth is, you can speak about Shabbos, about Shabbat every single week, but around this time of year, Parshas B'Shalach, Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Vayakel, the Torah teaches us about Shabbos in one way or another. In general, so therefore I always take the opportunity to speak about Shabbos. In terms of the Beit Avichai Shir, depending when it is, these Shabbos of the year usually were ready by Purim. But because of the leap year, so there's an opportunity to speak about Shabbos. Now before I begin, I just want to say that where I'm coming from. Okay? I happen to love Shabbos. Okay, I'll begin. I was once speaking to somebody, came to speak to one of his, about one of his children, you know, religious challenges. And then I said to them, I said, I'll ask you a question. I said, when you come home from shul on Friday night and you're ready to make kiddush, are you excited? And they look at me and they respond and they say, you know, we daven, we keep halacha. Learning Torah is important. I responded, I said, you know what, that's not what I'm talking about. I want to know that when you come in the house to make kiddush, ready to make kiddush and Shabbos, are you excited? Because we have to be excited about Shabbos. And just to begin that, Shabbos is very special. And certain people will tell you, yes, Shabbos is special. Family time is special. There's no question that family time is special. Some people will tell you the food is special. I once heard a story many years ago that in a certain school in America, so the there was an assembly and they wanted to show off, I don't know if it was boys in kindergarten, one of the lower grades, and the parents of the class were there and they asked each of the boys to say, what is the most important part of Shabbos? And one boy said, it was a girl also, but I heard stories, it was an old boys' school. One boy said, the most important part of Shabbos is Kiddush. One said, Esh Chayil. One said, Shalom Aleichem. One said, the Bar Torah. So I said, the Zemiros. Another boy gets up and says, the most important part of Shabbos is the Cholent. The Cholent. So obviously, the parents were there. The parents are very embarrassed. You know, everyone's giving some sublime reason. And this boy said, I guess what he thought was the truth, the cholent. So after the assembly was over, the principal asked the boy, why did you say the cholent? He said, I have to tell you, he said, look, he says, whatever's going on, we're seeing these mirrors, we're talking, Divrei Torah, the cholent comes to the table, everything stops. So yeah, some people like the food. However, I think that family time, seeing friends, but I think that there's something special about Shabbos that we have to recognize, we have to speak about. Now this year, so Purim, outside Yerushalayim, comes out on the Thursday, and Yerushalayim comes out on a Friday, I believe. Okay, so it happens every so often outside Yerushalayim also, not as often as in Yerushalayim. We had a couple, 2 years, and whenever that happens, I know Yerushalayim is the same thing, there's always a debate. How do you fit a Purim student into Purim? Purim is such a busy day. And whatever, you figure it out. And one of the approaches that are taken is to do, I think I spoke about this a few years ago, Purim Matzah Makadesh. To start the Purim student a little bit later, in the middle of the meal, to cover up the food and make Kiddush. And there are the technicalities of halacha. Isn't it l'chadchila? Maybe it's not l'chadchila. But personally for myself, I remember at that time when we had to make the call, I said, you know, I happen to love Purim. I love Purim as a teenager. I love Purim in my 20s, 30s. I said, but as much as I love Purim, I love Shabbos also. And I think Purim is Purim and Shabbos is Shabbos. They always said, I want to be able to clean up from the studio, yes, and then take a shower again. The Shabbos goes and go to shul. What I do in my shul is I have the Yeshivas Mordechai Tzadik before Mincha on Shabbos, and that sort of makes the break, the separation. You come into Shabbos, a different feeling. But Shabbos is Shabbos, and everyone has to do what works for them. But this is what Shabbos is so special. Therefore, I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about the special significance of the essence of Shabbos, I hope it's just this year. So many people who grew up in houses where Shabbos was celebrated, many children who don't understand the significance and special of Shabbos, and that's will learn how special Shabbos really is. So before I begin, Parshas Mishpatim, just a few ideas of how Shabbos is so special. Torah tells us, Parshas Mishpatim, Sheshes Yomim Tasa Masecha, source number one, Sheshes Yomim Tasa Masecha, 6 days a week you should do all you have to do, V'yom HaShvi'i Tishvos. And the seventh day on Shabbos you should rest, L'man Yenuach Shorcha V'chamorcha V'inavet V'amoscha V'agir. In order that everyone should rest. And, you know, it sounds kind of strange, I should do work for 6 days, and 7 days I should rest. In order, why? That my Shor, my Chamor should rest. What does that have to do with my Shabbos? And the Ramban points out, it'll have to do with the Shabbos. Why? Because when a Jew keeps Shabbos, it's not only that he's keeping Shabbos, but when a Jew keeps Shabbos, he is a witness. He is an aid, a witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world in 6 days. And therefore, do whatever we can to shout out and to show that it's Shabbos today. And therefore it says, Sheshes Yomim Tasa Masecha, make sure that all your work is done in 6 days. So on the seventh day, nothing has to be done. Your Sor is resting, your Chamor is resting, and everyone comes and realizes, wow, this is the house of Shabbos. So we become witnesses, we become aided. And therefore, whatever we do on Shabbos, in terms of our Shabbos clothes, our Shabbos meals, walking around on Shabbos, it's an act of testimony. What a special privilege we, the Jewish people, have. That we can go ahead and we can actually be aided and witnesses every week, whatever we do on Shabbos, wherever we are. You know, there's during the 3 weeks in Sfiras Omer, many people have a custom, I use the word custom, well, during Sfira it's a custom. During the 9 days, Shavuot Shechavu Tisha B'Av, I should say, Shavuot Shechavu Tisha B'Av, it's a halacha, you're not allowed to take your haircut, you're not allowed to shave, and during the 3 weeks it's a custom not to shave. My father and my uncle, I believe my uncle also, always believed that L'Kavod Shabbos, if you shave a whole year, you shave L'Kavod Shabbos during the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and obviously there's no issue with Shavuot Shechavu Tisha B'Av because by the time our Shabbos comes, Shavuot Shechavu Tisha B'Av is over. You always do it. Why? Because of Shabbos. And I remember my father telling me, he said, even if a person's alone in some hotel where there are no Jews around, and it's the 9 days, he shaves the whole year L'Kavod Shabbos, he should shave during the 9 days. Oh, that was for Shabbos. Because Shabbos, whatever you do, wherever you are, you're giving testimony. Mm-hmm. And Parshas, not a haircut. Haircut of Minik stands. The 3 weeks, please hold on. If you might have to shear, not a haircut. Not a shear. Okay, well, I'm not going to discuss. It's not really relevant to the shear. So let's go on. Now, but the Minik is, we don't take haircuts for Sfiras Omer in the 3 weeks, and that Minik has to stand. Now, at least for Ashkenazim. Mm-hmm. Now, the Sfas Emet, on Parshas B'Shalach, discusses the question. There's another place, the Torah mentions Shabbos. Where Shabbos mentioned that at the time of the month, so the month fell every day. It didn't fall on Friday. On Friday, there was a double portion. And the Jews didn't understand what was going on. And this happened in Olish. And you see the Sfas Emes quotes the Pasuk. Ru'u ki Hashem nasnu lachem haShabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you Shabbos. So that's Olish. Chazal tell us that, and it seems that we see Shabbos is connected in a very strong way to the month. Because we got the month, we're given Shabbos. And Chazal, the Medrash says that the Jewish people kept Shabbos, he says Jewish people kept Shabbos properly that week, they didn't take the month in. And even in the Allah, in the Dayenu, we say, Iluch lanu es haman, lasanus v'Shabbos Dayenu. We got the Shabbos, Tainan got the month. So the question is, that Chazal tell us that the Jews were commanded about Shabbos at Mara. What do you mean at Mara? At Mara, that's the Maimar Chazal. Here's the Farish in the Torah, that at the time of the month, in the place called Olish, they were given Shabbos. So why did Chazal refer to Mara? That at the time of Mara, we're given that mitzvah, at the time of Mara. And the Sfas Emet says, no. At Mara, we were commanded in Shabbos. But in Olush, we were given Shabbos. Shabbos was a present. Because the Pasuk says, Ki nasan lachem haShabbos. That's different. What does it mean that Shabbos is a present? So the Sfas Emes quotes, I guess his grandfather, the Chedushi Arim, he says, you know, if someone's a business person, let's say for example, I'm a business person, I own a candy store, and someone comes in and wants to buy candy for Shabbos. Okay, so a kilo, a half a kilo of Shabbos cost a certain amount of money, and my scales are correct, I will give you a half a kilo for the price that you pay, for the proper price. And you're going to come tell me, you know, Shabbos give me more. That's very nice, I'm a businessman. I need to make money too. You want more, pay me more. But let's say I want to give somebody a present, and I want to bring them candy. I'm going to try to bring them more candy. Because you give a present, the person likes to give a present as the eye in the offer. With a nice eye, like gives more. Because you want the person to really appreciate the present. Shabbos is not just a mitzvah. Shabbos is a present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much when he gives us Shabbos. We'll come back to that. And just like the man that was given by Matana on Friday of Shabbos, it was given, Shabbos given the present with a man. And the man, you have to prepare the man. If you want to get the most out of Shabbos, you have to go ahead and you have to prepare for Shabbos. Which could be an excitement, understanding what Shabbos is. But Shabbos is the present. It's so special. It's not just a mitzvah. Everything else in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shabbos, I gave you a present. Everything else in Torah is a mitzvah. Shabbos, there's so much about Shabbos, it's very special. So the question is, what makes Shabbos special? As we know, in Parshas Bereishis, Torah tells us, Vayivarech Elokim es yom ha-shvi v'kadesh oso, kivo shavach mikol malachto ha-shabu l'asos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless Shabbos. And the question is, what does it mean that we go ahead and we bless Shabbos? What does it mean to bless Shabbos? You bless the person. A person should do well in business. A person should be able to influence other people. He should build. How do you bless a day? My father explained we have to understand what a bracha is. What's a bracha? In Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Ephraim Menashe, source number 6, beginning in Parshas Vayechi, Pasuk says, V'yavarachem v'yomohu leimor, he blessed him with that day saying, V'choy yavarach Yisrael leimor, through you the Jews will go ahead and bless their children. And they will say, Yisimcho Elokim ke'Ephraim k'Menashe. That's a blessing. Because Yaakov didn't say you should have money. Yaakov did not say at that moment you should be able to teach a lot of Torah. You should be able to build. He says, no, I give you a bracha. That parents will bless their children by saying that you should be the role model. Why? What kind of bracha is that? Father explained, you know what a bracha is? A bracha is that you want more of something. So if you give someone a bracha that he has a lot of money, what that means is that he, with his money, he should be able on some level to have his influence felt. When a person should have a lot of children, so you're giving a bracha that your influence should be felt because a lot of children, a lot of students, or you give over your Torah, whatever it is, you're building something to make your mark in the world that you should be felt. And that's what Yaakov said to Ephraim Menashe. He says, and actually the truth is, he says, what, Ephraim Menashe, your influence will be felt. You know why? Because parents will bless their children. And that's the bracha of Shabbos. The bracha of Shabbos is that the influence of Shabbos should be felt throughout the week. That when Shabbos ends, Shabbos doesn't end. Shabbos takes us through to the next Shabbos. Yeah, I heard that from my father many, many times. That we have to feel the influence of Shabbos throughout the week. And I'd like to discuss today, what is the influence of Shabbos? We're not speaking about leftovers on Sunday night. There's got to be something else that, something else about Shabbos that's important. What is it about Shabbos that the Kodesh Baruch gave a bracha? What do we have to think? Now, I'll just say one of the zmiros of Shabbos is actually, I guess, the first zemer we sing on Friday night for those who go in a certain order, in the Machzor of Vitri, but it comes back from the days of the Rishonim. Kol Mekadei Shavi Karoyulo, Kol Shomer Shabbos Michalulo. So anyone who's Mekadei Shavi according to what's fit for him, everyone who keeps Shabbos and does not profane it. So the question is, it seems to be repetitive. whoever sanctifies Shabbos, what's good for him? And so everyone who keeps Shabbos, mechallel. So there are two levels of people who keep Shabbos. There's certain people who, they're not mechallel Shabbos. But there's certain people who are kol mekadesh shviyu karayelo. They put a lot into it. And really, I think in order to get the brach of Shabbos, in order to understand the matan of Shabbos, we have to understand what the secret of Shabbos is. So let's begin. Parshas Vayakel, the Torah tells us at the very beginning, it's Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Vayakel. You can look from source number 7, source number 9. Right in the middle, the binyan ha-mishkan, building the mishkan, the Torah speaks about Shabbos. The Shabbos is mentioned so many times. It's mentioned in Parshas Bereishis. It mentions in Parshas Bishalach. It's mentioned in Parshas Yisro. It's mentioned again in Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Vayakel. And the question, and obviously Chazal tell us, why is it mentioned in Parshas Vayakel? Why is it mentioned in Parshas Kisisa? Very simply, to let us know that you can't be Mechal Shabbos to build a Mishkan. Yes, building a Mishkan is very important, but it's not Docha Shabbos. Shabbos in a certain level is more important than building the Mishkan. So even though in the Mishkan and in the Beis Mikdash on Shabbos we were machal korbanos, but Shabbos is more important than the building the Mishkan. For that reason, it's mentioned in Parshas Kisisa and it's mentioned in Parshas Vayakel. The question is, why is it mentioned twice? Why not once? So the Nitziv actually points out that the Torah is telling us two things. Number one, in Parshas Kisisa, the Torah is telling us that you can't do any malacha to build the Mishkan. You can't do any malacha to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. And in Parshas Vayakel, the Torah is telling us, even though in general, throughout the year, if I want, I can put something, my machinery can do malacha if I started the machinery before Shabbos. And it doesn't make a lot of noise. Not the machinery, I'm sorry, I shouldn't use it. It's a bad example. But if I start a certain process before Shabbos, it can continue until through Shabbos, according to Beis Hillel. When it comes to the Binyan HaMishkan, the Nitziv says, Torah is telling us you can't do that. Everything has to stop in Shabbos. And that's why in Parshas Vayakel, source number 7, it says, Sheshet Yomim Teyoseh. Malacha should be caused for 6 days. But on Shabbos, no malacha should be caused. We have to emphasize how important Shabbos is, that even malacha that started on Shabbos has to be done before Shabbos begins for the Mishkan. So we see there is a fixation. The Torah has fixation. We keep saying that we connect the Shabbos to the Mishkan. The Malachas of Shabbos connected to the Malachas of Mishkan. And the Torah twice has to tell us that we're not Mechal Shabbos to build the Mishkan. What's the connection there? But even more fascinating is that even though Shabbos is mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos is mentioned in the Seder Sadibros twice, Shabbos is mentioned in Parshas Bishalach, and we know that Shabbos carries with it a chi of Misa, someone's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, and with witnesses, Beth and puts him to death. The Torah does not talk about this chi of Misa, that you can be put to death until Parshas Kisisa. If you look at source number 9, so Parshas Kisisa, towards the beginning of Parsha, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lemor. V'yatah daber al bnei Yisrael Lemor. Ach eshabsosai tishmoru. You should watch the Shabbosos. Ki osi b'ni b'neichem. It is a sign to me and you, l'doraseichem, l'das, to know. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am Hashem that made you holy. U'shmartem es Shabbos. And you should keep the Shabbos. Ki kodesh yilachem. It's holy to you. Mechalem os yomos. And here the Torah tells us, someone who profanes Shabbos, he will surely die. Kichol ha'osev ha'malacha, so the malacha on Shabbos, v'nichrso ha'nefesh ha'im mikarab ha'ma'av. Someone who does this, cut off from the nation. And then it goes on again. Sheishet yomim ta'yas ha'malacha, v'yom ha'shvi shabbos shabbos on kodesh. Kol os malacha v'yom ha'shabbos mos yomos. And the Torah tells us afterwards, v'shom ne'shol z'shabbos shabbos. Which is strange, because the Torah doesn't tell us other things. When the Kaddish Baruch Hu is put on tefillin, the Torah doesn't tell us who's put on tefillin. When the Torah tells us, the Torah tells the Jews about Yom Kippur, so it truly tells us that Ramah is called on Pesach. in the second year. But otherwise, it doesn't say, come to Shabbos. No, the Torah tells us, the Shamru v'nei Yisrael to Shabbos. Last Shabbos, there are some priests Olam. Very important. We'll come back to them. They kept Shabbos in order that Shabbos number generations. We have to understand also, why did it say immediately after the Shamru? And what's the connection to Lodor Rosa for generations? And again, we're told it's an oath. So you have to understand why is it that Shabbos, so here, first of all, this is the first time the Chiyav Misa is mentioned. That's Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Vayakel, he says again, the Torah tells us that Vayakel Moshe, that Moshe get all the Jewish people, Sheish Shizam Taos Malacha, it's Kodesh Shabbos L'Hashem, and those Malacha Yumas. So now all of a sudden we hear about a Chiyav Misa. And then the Torah tells us the Shamru. Why is the Torah telling us that the Jews kept Shabbos? And number three, the last question is, why is it that we keep Shabbos in this way, so then it's a promise for generations? Baruch Lichtenstein, in his newest Sefer, has a Sefer that came out, some put it out, of all this Torah that speaks about Kedushas HaMakom, holiness of the place, Kedushas HaZaman, holiness of time. And in the first piece where he speaks about Shabbos, he underscores and speaks about what Shabbos really is. And to understand what Shabbos is and why it carries a Chiyav Misa. What does it mean that Shabbos is an os? If you want to understand what the connection is of Shabbos, of Achas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we go ahead and celebrate the relationship and understand the relationship, that's Shabbos. Was if you would compare it to a husband and wife, and a husband and wife would have a time when they actually, you know, they're running a very busy family and they're so busy, and they have time to spend time with each other, just to understand that they're married and what the special relationship is. That's what Shabbos is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us once a week. It's an os beinu v'neichem. That's what Shabbos is. It's an os. Once a week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to realize that we are a special people. We are connected to God. And Shabbos is only for the Jewish people, because only the Jewish people have that special relationship. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the day to celebrate the special relations that we have. And with that, we understand why it's in the middle of the Parshas HaMishkan. Because what's the Mishkan? The Mishkan is the special place for Jews to understand that the Jewish people have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Kinos, so on Tisha B'Av, I don't have a Kinos in front of me, but in one of the Kinos, at the very beginning, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a special room that was just for you and me. And if you think about it, that no one's go to was sacred. You know, so let's say you speak about the fact that I remember if my friends were visiting me in my house, it wasn't just my house, and they would come into my room. My parents' bedroom was always closed. That was Kodesh Kadoshim. And that's the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Mishkan. That's Kodesh Kadoshim. It's a very special place. And for that reason, the Torah says in Parshas Chukas, that if someone goes ahead and is Tamei Mei, source number 11, by Midbar Perigetes Pasuk Gimel, that if someone is Tamei Mei and goes into Mishkan Hashem, he's also Chayav Kares. Why? Because how could you go ahead and profane the special place, the place of Mishkan Hashem, the place that goes ahead and symbolizes the special relations that we have? You don't have respect for that. And that's what we say in the keynote, the Kodesh Baruch Hu had this special place, and you let the non-Jews come in and profane it. That's what we bemoan, we cry about. That's the Mishkan, this is HaMakom, a special place for us. And that's Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us while we are going ahead, and while we are speaking about Kedushas HaMakom, the holy place, there's also Kedushas HaZman. There's a place where no matter where you are, what you're doing, once a week, we have opportunity to go ahead and to reconnect and to emphasize the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's fascinating. My uncle always says this over, and I actually found him in the Sfas Emes last year. I was very excited about it. And I'll explain why. But he says, what's the difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov? You know, Shabbos, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay? And the truth is, you know, at the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, we turn around, and we bow down because the Shabbos Malta, which symbolizes the Kaddish Baruch Hu, is coming to spend Shabbos with us. In the old days in Europe, I saw certain places they would actually walk outside. My uncle and my father and myself and some of my uncle's Talmidim have a custom when they Merkabel Shabbos, at the end they walk to the door. Okay? Thank God in my show is only myself and somebody else, because otherwise I have a traffic jam at the door. But they go to the door, because you Merkabel the Shabbos Malka is coming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. Yontif, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos. Why? Because Yontif, we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is very special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is I'm coming to you in order for you to spend time to understand the special relationship we have. Osi Beinu Beinechem. And I saw last year at Hagia Nesfas Emes, so I was very excited, because I know that my uncle, when he was a child, spent a lot of time hanging out in the Ger Shtibel in Warsaw. So I said, I must have been up there. You know, I actually called up my brother. I said, I found the Sfas Emes. I said, it's so exciting. He said to me, yeah, he said, probably. He said, he thinks the Sfas Emes got it from the B'rit Shuvah, because he heard there's a B'rit Shuvah like that also. It could be. I'll come to B'rit Shuvah later. But I'm just saying, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a special time to renew that relationship. And that's just like if someone walks into the Mishkan Tameh and you don't realize the Kedushas HaMakom, what that place is. It's Kares. A person does Malacha, so that's the reason why the Parshas of Shabbos is mentioned in the middle of the Mishkan. Because just like there is a Kedushas HaMakom, there's a Kedushas HaZman. And you want to know something? Shabbos, Mishkan is not though for Shabbos. Because Kedushas HaZman is so special, because that exists everywhere. It doesn't make a difference where you are, which part of the world you are. Yes, of course, we belong in Eretz Yisrael. You know, when we go ahead and we daven Musaf and the Shalosh Golim, we talk about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We bemoan the fact that our temple was destroyed. We need Beis HaMikdash. And Rosh Chodesh, we speak about what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we're missing something. We don't cry as much. We don't bemoan as much as Rosh Chodesh. But we talk about what happened on Shabbos Musaf. If you look at the Maran Masidur in front of me, if you look at Shabbos Musaf, then we just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please build the Beis HaMikdash so we can be mocked the Kribonis. We don't talk about the past. Why? I still heard. Very simple. Because there's a technical problem. We can't have a Korban Musaf if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos you can experience everywhere. The other days, you really experience it in the Beis HaMikdash itself. But Shabbos can be experienced anywhere. It's Kedushas HaZman, it's a special time. And what does that mean? So we'll come in, and that's why it's right there, and that's why Mechaleha Mos Yumos. With this idea we can understand, so therefore once we know that Shabbos is special, symbolized the relationship, at that point we can understand some more ideas about Shabbos. Look at the Urayim. I'm sorry, we look at Yishayah Perek Nimbav, it's the Pasuk from the Torah of the time of Sibur. Uvnei Nechor Nuzma L'Hashem L'Shorasto L'Av Hashem Hashem L'Yosu L'Avadim Kol Shomer Shabbos Mechal Olot. So who's important? Anyone who's Shomer Shabbos. There shouldn't be profaned. What does it mean, Shomer Shabbos? Lo L'Chal Shabbos. So Yerayim says something fascinating. Source number 13. Simon Tuf Yud Aleph about Shabbos. He says, Kashir Hizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned us, Laseis Moreh Mishi Hizr LaShabbos, he says that to give fear to someone, he says to be careful about Shabbos, Kach Tziva Laseis Shmir Shabbos Alav Alibo. He put Shmir Shabbos in your heart. In other words, what does that mean? You know what it means? It means, forgive me for saying this, that when it comes to Shabbos, you have to be a brisker. What does it mean to be a brisker? They're always so concerned about something wrong might happen. The chsiv, because he says, "Beparshas kisisa," it's in your heart. Ushmarja Shabbos kikodeshi. Uksiv bedibros acharon shemesh and Shabbos akadsho. Ushmir yibalev. So he says, it's not just about not being mechal Shabbos. You have to have it in your heart. Think about Shabbos in your heart. The chsiv ba'av yishomer asadavar. Just like it says when Yaakov heard the dreams of Yosef, Ba'aviv, Yaakov watched in his heart, kept in his heart. Uksiv kinov kishmerem v'vindacha. The Yafal ki shekirashnu, shmira slave, l'magnu. Shabbos means shmira slave. You got to think about it. It's got to be in your heart. There's a relationship going on. Then he says, and besides that, make sure you don't do malacha. But he says, shmira slave, Shabbos has to be in your heart. And that's And that's the idea of Shabbos. We know that in the Seres HaDibros. So it says in Parshas V'schana, and Shomras Yom HaShabbos, and in Parshas Yisro, it says Zochras Yom HaShabbos. And the Ramban asked the question, what happened? Did it say Shomor or did it say Zachar? So Ramban says, and he says, by the way, he says, if you want to ask questions about the difference in the Seres HaDibros, he says, it's not really a big deal, most of the differences, because most of the differences are very small differences. He says, I have a problem understanding how to say one letter here and one letter there. So in the middle, this is in Shmuel, in Parshas Yisro, and he says, interesting, a comment to Yisbal, also a Mishain or Rogel of a Talmud. He says, someone doesn't understand Gemara will have a hard time with this question. But he says, Shabbos, that's very difficult. The differences are great. Shomer one place, Zoch another place. And what does he say? He says, he wants to suggest, it says Zohar in both places. He says, and what happened? Shomer was said with it. What does it mean, Shomer was said with it? Because to say Zohar, you have to have Shomer, which could be explained. To have Zohar, you can't do Malacha. But Zohar also means when you remember something, you have to keep it in your heart. Shabbos is so important that you have to go ahead. And you have to keep Shabbos. You have to keep Shabbos in your heart. And I think that when the Torah, going back to one of the last questions in Parshas Kisiso, when the Torah tells us that Shabbos is an oath, and since it's an oath, it defines relationship. We have to be so careful what we're going to go ahead and what we're going to do with Shabbos, how we behave. He says, it says B'shamru, the Jewish people kept Shabbos in their heart. It wasn't just in the Malacha. V'shamru. After all, look, we said, Chazal said, the Jewish people went ahead and kept Shabbos at Olos by the month. But when they heard it was Os, it was special. V'shamru was in their hearts. They thought about it. It was a marriage where a husband and wife had to think about each other, keep it in their hearts. That's what Shabbos became. They realized at that moment that Shabbos is special. And you know what? If they had just not done Malacha, there wouldn't be a promise for generations. But the fact that Shabbos was so special, there was something passionate, emotional in there, not just a mitzvah. So it says, L'dorosim, they realize they'll be able to hand it over for generations. There's something about that Shmir Shabbos where you keep it in your heart, you think about it, you realize that Shabbos is so special. At some point, you should just know that you begin to go ahead and you pass it on to generations. There was a song which I don't know the tune to. It was written by the Berditchever. I actually tried to find the tune. I couldn't find it. Probably wouldn't help. Okay? And the truth is, the song is in Yiddish, so it wouldn't help me too much. And I think I'm sitting at the table, my kids would not be too happy. I really don't speak Yiddish. But just to paraphrase, the ladies were said like this. Voltich kvein, if I would have the strength, the mikoach, then I would go on the street, and he says, I would scream. He says, Geshrigin, Chayech Shabbos, Chayech Shabbos, how holy Shabbos is. Why is Shabbos so holy? So you tell somebody, Shabbos is so holy. You know why Shabbos is holy? Shabbos is holy because you get the Malacha. Zechiah Misa, no, Shabbos is holy because Shabbos symbolizes the relationship. It symbolizes how special we are. That's what Shabbos symbolizes. I have to tell you that this week, there were two tremendous Kiddushei Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous Kiddushei Hashem, from my perspective. One Kiddushei Hashem is Eurovision. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem. I don't know anything about Eurovision. That's number one, okay? That's number one, right? I have teenagers, so I've heard about Eurovision here and there. I never paid. This is probably, so sometimes I might sing, I understand that some of the actually more popular songs that are actually totally came out of Eurovision from years ago. That's what I was told. But I don't pay attention to Eurovision. However, now you read the news. So first of all, the Shalva band is amazing because their focus is very much on the needs and the handicapped. And then here they had opportunity to make it to the top. But Shabbos is still Shabbos because there's nothing as important as Shabbos. You know, even if somebody's Bekuach Nefesh, the son is Mechalta Bekuach Nefesh, you understand? He's keeping Shabbos. There's a very famous story of Rav Segev that one time he had to go to the hospital on Shabbos. And his children were so embarrassed going into car on Shabbos. And he walks out with his big long coat and his hat and he's smiling. And his daughter says to him, Abba, why are you so happy? He says, I'm keeping Shabbos. Right now I'm keeping Shabbos. That's my Shabbos. But Shabbos is Shabbos. And then Omer Adam, okay? Don't know anything about him either, okay? But I understand. He's not Shomer Shabbos personally, they say. But he says, I'm not going to perform on Shabbos. So people are comparing Omer Adam to Sandy Koufax.
Okay,
so that's what I know, Sandy Koufax, right? But Sandy Koufax is Yom Kippur. This is Shabbos. What a Kiddush Hashem, because there's nothing. As Levitz says, Shabbos is Shabbos. The whole world is going to see. And he says, you know what? There are certain red lines in this world, and Shabbos is a red line because Shabbos symbolizes the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to tell you that this is not so relevant. But you know, my mother, she taught for many, many years. Most girls coming up to Chicago, some call them girls, but they said that, you know, had my mother. My mother loved teaching. She loved teaching. I think she was quite happy when I reached a certain age, she'd go back to teach. I was the last impediment. She loved teaching. And then, after my father had a stroke, and she once said to me, and I was helping my father out, and I was getting married, we're working it out, and she said to me, if Abba ever needs me, give up my job to take him to New York every week, and give him your job right away. Because there's something very special about a relationship. And that's what Shabbos is. And that's what the Shalva band, and that's what Omer Adam, they announced to the world that Shabbos is so special. Why is Shabbos special? I don't know if they realize. But Shabbos is special. Deep down, Shabbos is special. Because Shabbos symbolizes the relationship that we have. We have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an os. What's an os? So if you look, source number 19. Rashi. Simple Rashi. Parshas Ki Tisa. Ki osi beini ubeinechem. Os gedoli hi beineinu shebacharti bachem. It's an os between you and me that I chose you. V'anchil lechem es yom menuchasi l'mnucha. That I gave you my yom menucha. What a schus that we have Shabbos. The fact that God gave us Shabbos shows that we are His. It's unbelievable. He says, Rashbam says, source number 20. Ki osi. What is os? Os means sha'atem shovsin kamosi lefi sha'atem imi. That you rest like me. I'm sorry, lefi sha'atem ani. You rest like me because you are my nation. When we rest like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows we are His nation. Do you want to know what the bracha of Shabbos is? My father pointed out that we're supposed to take Shabbos into the week. If you keep Shabbos properly, kol mekadesh shavi karoyelo properly, the relationship you realize how special the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, you take it to the week, and you're dancing all week from Shabbos, because we are a special people. We have a special relationship. Says Ibn Ezra, it's in source number 20 also. I just didn't highlight it. He says, the Shmos Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, quotes the Gaon. He says, how do you know someone's a Jew? How do you know we're part of God's nation? B'Shmiras HaShabbos, the store is closed. Doesn't go on the road, because then we know we're sanctified to God. You know, Omer Adam can sing all the songs of being a Jew. I don't know if he does. But when he said that he will not perform on Shabbos, whatever goes on in his home, he announced to the world, I am a Jew. He says, and for that reason, he says, we'll do other things on Shabbos also. Other things on Shabbos also. It's interesting. It's hardly honest and Benoziel. Strange thing. Yeah, I'm excited. I just found it this year to tell it to my kids. This coming Parshas Kisisa, the Shomer Neis to the Shabbos, source 21. Caroline Vasquez says, what did they do? It's interesting. He says, how do you give it over to generations? It says, Yishmeru b'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, lasos tapnuke Shabbos. He says, what did the Jewish people do? They made treats on Shabbos. So the truth is that when I first saw it, so I was thinking, you know, about the sour sticks and crumbles, but obviously it means other things also, depending on what's going on. He says, treats, why treats? Because Shabbos is a special day. What makes the Shabbos so special? Because Shabbos is the day to symbolize relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. The source number 22, Gemara Masech Shabbos, famous Gemara, the Kutya Testament Aleph, Rabbi Chanina Medate Bekoya Panya Demali Shabbos. Achim would wrap himself in a talus, and he would stand by the end of Erev Shabbos, and he would say, Bowie, let's go out, make Tikras Shabbos Hamalka. I was discussing this Gemara with people on my shul, and I said, you know, I have to tell you that the, I think the Slonimer Chassidim, a first year of Yerushalayim, I dive next to Slonimer Shtibel, and the Taimanim, they wear a talus Friday night. Wear a talus Friday night. And I said, I have to be honest with you, it's a very nice minhag, and the truth is I would do it myself, but people would think that I was weird, right? Because, like, who wears a talus? And I'm not a Slonimer Chassid or a Taimanim. Why? Because why? Because we were a talus at davening, because we're makabel pnei Shechina. And what Shabbos about? Shabbos is saying that, you know what? The Shechina is here. The Shechina is here to tell us that we're a special nation, a special relationship. So, people this year said to me, so do it, we'll follow you. I said, let me ask my kids, okay? So I asked my kids at the Friday night table, and they said to me, but that's very awkward, okay? So that's it, done. Nothing to talk about, right? But you wrap yourself in a talus. He says, why? Because it's a special day. You have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's why the Jews said Bishamah. They made it extremely, extremely, extremely special. You know, the Meshech Chochmah, I want to finish off with the Meshech Chochmah and the Ramban. So the Meshech Chochmah says, it's fascinating, Meshech Chochmah says that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. What's the difference? We know that on Yontif, there's something called Ochol Nefesh, which means that you can cook on Yom Tov if you have to, right? And Shabbos, there's no such thing as Ochol Nefesh, which means if you come home and you find that your refrigerator went out and all your food is spoiled, right? Friday night you sit down, okay? Peanut butter and jelly, whatever makes you happy, cottage cheese, nothing to talk about. That's it, done. Nothing to talk about. Yom Tov, a number of years ago, when we had my wife's whole extended family for the Seder, so, a lot of people, like close to 40 people, I walked into the kitchen. I noticed that at some point in the Seder, like, none of the ladies were at the table. It was like a crazy thing. So I walk in the kitchen, and there are my wife and her three sisters, three are furiously chopping up vegetables and chicken. I said, what is going on here? Well, he says, yeah, the refrigerator downstairs is off, and all the food is spoiled. So they're cooking more food, and the truth is, my father, mother-in-law, who were sitting at the table, had no clue what went on, because by the time they came down to Shulchan Aruch, you know, it was hot chicken soup. What more do you need? But if it would have been the Pesach on Friday night, what would have been the story? It would have been matzah and charoset. That's it. What do you do? He says, why? So the Meshech Chochmah says, because there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which connects us to our Father in heaven, and there are mitzvahs that connects us to other Jews. And both mitzvahs are very important. What's an example of mitzvahs that connect us to other Jews? So he says, for example, Gemilas Chesed, Truma Maisras, and what are mitzvahs that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. He says, Yontif is a day when we connect to other Jews. And the reason that being, I think, is because Yom Tov is a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Beis HaMikdash. We go to the Beis HaMikdash, I mean, and the Beis HaMikdash can only exist when Jews are together. That's why today there's no Beis HaMikdash, because why? Unfortunately, Jews are not together. We have to work on that one. Shabbos, Meshech Chochmah says, is we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since Yom Tov is a time to connect to other Jews, it's not Shabbos. Ochol Nefesh. Because what's the best way to connect to other Jews? It's through food. Jews know that very well. Shabbos respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no heter of Ochol Nefesh. But he says, but fact, why? Because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a day to celebrate that special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says a line which I think is very important. See, even though there's a mitzvah to go ahead and to sit down and learn, and his words are, "Yinkein kol ish ish ibnei atzmo hu levado yoshos v'torah, שהם מקושרים על השם יזברך המרכז האמיתי, אשר כל ישראל הם הקווים נפרדים. Every Jew is like a separate line that goes to the same center. Then we become together through Shabbos also. Because the truth is that even though we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's very hard to Kadosh Baruch Hu if we're separate. And that's Shabbos is a time to go ahead and connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we focus on the individual, but the individuals connecting separately bring us all together. And that's why if it's a day where we have to go ahead and focus on the special relationship we have with Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's why, yes, it should pain me and bother me that there are Jews that are sending in this year who don't see the beauty of Shabbos. Because in order for Kadosh Baruch Hu to connect, he has to connect to all of Am Yisrael on a certain level. That's Shabbos. Since the Ramban says that on Shabbos, Mikra Kodesh, source 24, it's called Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is called Mikra Kodesh. Yont is called Mikra Kodesh. And the Rambam says, Rambam says, why is it Mikra Kodesh? He says, because you come together in shul, the parhesia in public, to daven and to pray the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to make it a, and make it a day, a holiday, as it says Rosh Hashanah, l'chu ichlu mashman and go eat fatty foods. This is before the days where, you know, where we start from fatty foods, v'shnu mamtakim, and drink sweet wine, and shulchamon nachalo, because today is holy, and don't be sad, because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, happiness is our strength. So today we're supposed to be happy, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy. Why? Because the day to show the special relationship that we have. Beginning of this year, I spoke about the Bruch of Shabbos, goes through the week. There's a special Bruch of Shabbos, because Shabbos helps us realize we have a special relationship. We are together in our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about the Eidos, but I also said about the Matana, the special present. And what's the present that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us? The present that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us is the fact that one day a week we have opportunity to really focus and to realize the special relationship. The family is so important for this, and not only is the family important, the meals are important, davening is important. But I think that if we realize this, maybe it'll give us a different insight into what Shabbos is, and really to focus on that. You know, Shabbos is a custom, which I personally do. I don't necessarily know in my family they did that, but it says singing is mirrors on Shabbos. And what mirrors on Shabbos do is that Shabbos lets us focus and realize also what a special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is about. So, as I said, the Shabbos is significant to the impact that make it a special present and make it an os. Because the day for us to realize and contemplate the fact that we have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we are special, it's a present just for us. And therefore, I would say, like Rav Leizen Berditcher, if you don't have to go scream this out in Yiddish, okay? Lashon HaKodesh is good too. English is also good. Scream how holy Shabbos is. Why is Shabbos holy? Shabbos is holy because that's a day for us to realize and to scream out to people that we, the Jews, are special because only we have that relationship. Wonderful day. Thank you.